Children's Hospital Boston has a new goal to bring access to health care and social services to the fingertips of 1 million consumers a year statewide. The fingertip part is an app called Help Steps. Today, with the help of political figures and social service leaders, the hospital launches a campaign to encourage more people to use the app. Thousands have already tapped into it in the last 2 years. Dr. Eric Fliegler, pediatric physician at Children's and the creator of the Help Steps app, joins us to talk about it. He began by explaining how the app bridges the gap between patients and the help they need.
As a physician, I've seen many patients who come in with true medical problems, but underlying them are often these unmet social needs. And the goal of this app, Help Steps, is to try to connect people to social services, and more importantly, to put the tool in their hands so that they can be empowered to do that.
So give me an example of how someone might use it.
Within three clicks, you're able to identify the types of services you may want. So I want help with food, then specifically narrow down and say, okay, I'm looking for a food pantry in my community, and immediately find all the services that are right around your community. And you can call them, you can save it to your information. If you're somebody who's working with a patient or a client who needs this type of help, you can send it to them, and they'll be able to then take the initiative to follow through and connect with those services.
I take it that this information is largely available now, but not all in one easily accessible place.
While everybody loves to use Google, there are a lot of limitations to finding services and knowing which ones are going to actually work. We work very closely with our partners, which include the United Way, Mass 211, the Boston Public Health Commission, and the Greater Boston Food Bank, to curate and develop a database. We currently have over 11,000 agencies in Massachusetts. And so the idea is that with this app, you can easily and quickly find and connect to these services.
You mentioned 11,000 social services in the state, many, of course, healthcare related, but also housing, legal aid, education. How do they all fit together?
We don't just exist as human beings because of our healthcare or because of other single item areas. It's by addressing all of the social needs that a person may have that we're going to give them the best opportunity to have success in life. The idea is we really want to be available for whatever a person's needs are.
In order for this to be successful, how key is it that doctors and other service providers get educated about this so that when a potential patient or someone who might need this app comes into their office, the person who's providing the service can show this person where it is and maybe how to use it?
The more providers are aware that a tool like this is available and they can make their patients aware, that's really key. We are going to be bringing the system right out to the patients in the waiting rooms and getting them to use it and become aware and try to get a sense of, like, how does it affect them? Prior research that I've done and other people have done really strongly suggests that patients are very receptive to this type of questioning and help within the medical environment. And so I think it's our job as providers to take advantage of this to help the families.
How else are you going to get word out other than that one-on-one contact between a provider and a patient?
Senate President Spilka is going to be making a big announcement about this from the State House to get this into the press and let people know about this. Mass 211 United Way, they help over 200,000 people a year, and this is going to be the main way that people will be able to get access to the services through their system. The Greater Boston Food Bank, they directly help 350,000 people a year, and we hope to get the word out through the food pantries. And the Boston Public Health Commission, who's been our partner for over a decade in developing this, they help people through the mayor's health line and through their workers. So it's not that it hasn't been used, but now we're hoping that we can exponentially grow how it gets used and how we can help people.
How are you going to help patients get over what might be their privacy concerns?
If somebody downloads the app or goes to the website and uses it, all of the information is completely anonymous, so they don't have to worry about any concerns about people finding out who's using it. It's only in the context of a medical place where they may be using it to screen that it then becomes the job of the place to say, this is why we're doing it, and this is the type of information we're going to store.
Can any smartphone operate the app, and does it feel to you to be user-friendly?
The app is available both on their phones, whether it's an Apple or Android, or it's also available on the web. I have had dozens of patients in the emergency department that I've had download it, and within 30 seconds, they are able to navigate the system and find the services they want. We also use the Google Translate option, and so the system operates in over 100 different languages.
Dr. Eric Fliegler, pediatric emergency physician at Boston Children's Hospital, creator of this app, HelpStep. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you very much.